A member of the government negotiating team, Foreign Minister Moses Wetangula, told VOA that Chief Mediator Kofi Annan told lawmakers they are part of the process aimed at ending the dispute over December's elections.
Kofi Annan and his team were briefing Parliament on the dialogue and the mediation process so far, so that they are in the picture, they are kept abreast, and they become fully engaged and seized with the issue.
The Speaker of Parliament and opposition member, Kenneth Merende, discounted reports that the talks had hit hurdles over how to end the confrontation between the government of Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga.
Almost all issues appear to be on course. Both sides of the political divide are prepared to dialogue and continue. They are all looking forward to a solution. And so we don't see a stumbling block as at where we are.
The opposition accuses Mr. Kibaki of rigging the election in order to stay in power. It wants a form of power sharing to be enacted until new elections can be held. But Foreign Minister Wetangula said the Kenyan constitution does not provide for power sharing.
There has been no such thing as power sharing, so there are no terms to suit what is not there.
But he indicated that some reforms being discussed could require parliamentary action.
There will be some that will require legislative action to be implemented. There will be others that will require constitutional amendments to be implemented. The Parliament must come on board.
Opposition member Marinde said Annan told Parliament he hopes to conclude the negotiations soon.
We expect a roadmap in the next 1 week. In other words, we expect a program of action, which then will lead to peace in the country.
Kenyan leaders are under pressure to settle the dispute rapidly. Relief officials say the country faces a humanitarian crisis if the stalemate continues. More than 300,000 people have been displaced by the violence, in which an estimated 1,000 were killed. The crisis has also hurt the Kenyan economy, in particular tourism, transportation, and agriculture. Scott Bob, VOA News, Nairobi.